Hey guys, welcome to the last episode of The Awkward Adult for 2020. Another year is ending, a rather dark one. The start of 2020 had kind of set the bleak tone of the whole year, and yet most of us managed to make through it. It makes me very sad to think about all those people who had to struggle so much to make it, people who lost their loved ones and people who lost themselves. But that is a whole another story. I'm hoping that if you are listening right now and if you are one of those incredibly lucky ones who survived it all, I just want you to close your eyes for a minute, place your hand over your heart and feel grateful. It does not matter if you are atheist or are a God-fearing person. Be grateful that you are breathing. Be grateful that you are lucky to have access to so many things that are considered luxury for others. Be happy that you helped yourself to get out of so many dark periods of this year. Be grateful to have started that one thing that you never thought you could. I'm not really sure if things will get better next year, but I am hopeful, and so you should be too. It is in our control to make the best of any situation provided to us. I am hopeful these tough times are only making us stronger, giving us a downtime to slow down and start thinking about things that matter in reality to us. To question why we are chasing things that we think needs to be chased. Is it about people or money or our peace of mind? Personally, my life had not been great to talk about career-wise. There were lots of down and very less ups. I don't really know if they qualify to be ups either. But personally, I got to experience a lot of things which was kind of fun. In my city, things seems to be getting used to the new normal. When I go out, I see crowds of people wearing masks and going about their lives like days before the pandemic. And I know, sometimes it is very difficult to feel good about oneself. It is very easy to disregard one's own hard work or worth. I feel that a lot often. I have been told, in fact, that I tend to underestimate myself, and that's not good. There is an old Japanese proverb that goes like, "Do not speak bad of yourself, for the warrior within hears your word and is lessened by them." Which, to sum up, means that there is a warrior inside of us all. All we need to do is pave a way to let it reach its full potential. Sometimes you don't realize how much you have grown through your actions unless you actually sit down and list them. What you can do is just take a paper or a pencil or pen and a cup of hot brewing tea or coffee, whichever makes you happy, and sit down by the window or balcony during evening and retrospect about the whole year and what events or work really helped you grow. And I hope that you will come out happy after this little session. If you feel that you have not done enough, then try to figure out what are the main reasons that led you to procrastinate. Maybe try to debate them. Also, don't beat yourself up too much. If you haven't done much productive, it's about the present and the future, not the past. What is done is done. Maybe give yourself an hour or half a day to cry over it or be sad about it. But then, don't let it affect your present zeal to work and hope to be better. Recently, I read this from a book told by Arnold Bennett that goes like, everyone has same amount of time, 24 hours. It's not time that counts, but energy. Energy comes from healthy body, of course. It also comes from a psychological balance, a lack of conflicts and insecurities. This resonated so well with me, because I am torn out between the voices in my head most part of the day. And even though I try to be as productive as possible, it never happens so. And it makes me feel so bad about myself. So anyways, what do we learn from this? If being productive is your aim, what you have to really deal with is the peace of your mind and your psychological balance. That is the first step towards being productive. Once you have achieved that, the second step would be, actually, I don't know the second step what it would be, since I have not tried it out and I'm still in the first step. So I can't talk about that, but maybe in future when I have actually figured it out, I can share it with you. So guys, that would be it for this week's episode of The Awkward Adult. I hope you have great plans with your friends and family about end of the year. Be happy and be safe. And let's end this year on a happy note. And I hope you really find a reason, however small, to do that. The next time we talk, it will be 2021. So till then, bye-bye.